League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We're at signing number 8 as Ryan Finnerty continues to build the team. And it's time to talk to a man heading into his fourth season with the club. Please welcome D-man Scott Arson. Scott, thanks for joining us. Well, after 3 years with the Clan, was there ever a thought about going somewhere else? Or did you know you wanted to come back to the Clan at an early stage?
I think it never really crossed my mind to go anywhere else. Since day one, my first season in Brayhead, I've been treated very well, and I enjoy my time there, and I also like to play under Finner, and having him return was a big factor, and as well as some core players that have already re-signed. So it never really crossed my mind, and Brayhead was where I always wanted to be, and like I said before, I've always enjoyed it there, right through from, the fans and the city and the organization. And, we always have a great group of guys and a great team as well.
Now, Ryan spoke very highly of you and how you play when I spoke to him the other night there. You may have saw the comments on the website. So how do you rate working with him? You said he was a big factor in you coming back, but how do you rate working with him? What's he like as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing just to have familiarity with a coach you've had before when you're re-signing, but Finner's not just a normal coach. He's a really great coach, and I've enjoyed the past three seasons playing under him. He likes to win. He loves to win games, and he wants to win titles and trophies, and he treats all the guys professionally as well. And I think those are some big things that guys respect. And it's kind of a two-way street with him. You show him respect, he'll respect you. And enjoy the systems he plays and he uses. And towards the end of last season, we started to change things up a little bit and get a little more aggressive. And he's a good coach that way. He adapts on the fly and he'll change his style when he needs to. And that's good. It's always good to see that. And he was a big factor in me returning, and like I said before, also some other core players as well.
Again, you've touched on the fact that Finner and some of the guys coming back is a good reason for you, but what about the city of Glasgow? What is it that makes you want to come back to the city of Glasgow?
Yeah, I think Glasgow's a great city, and there's tons to do, tons to see. You'll never go bored, I think, being in Glasgow, and also being out in Brayhead. There's plenty to do with the mall and the shopping and the store right beside it. And now having a young family myself, it's good to have those things nearby, especially within walking distance. And the city's great, and the people are great. They're very friendly, and it's tough to not want to go back to that, I guess I could say.
Now let's talk about last season, Scott. What was the most frustrating thing about the campaign when you look back?
Obviously not winning any trophies last year. It's always frustrating. We did win the conference, but I think, the big three trophies, playoffs, the league, and then as well as Challenge Cup, it'd be really nice to get our hands on at least one of those, and it's always frustrating when we don't, get a taste of any of them. And I think some untimely injuries was also a big factor and was really frustrating, especially the time that they happened and the amount that happened at one time. So and everyone's talked about it over and over, and we've heard it a million times, but it's no excuse, but again, it is frustrating. And you think if you have one or two, or if not all those guys back, could be a totally different outcome. But at the same time, that's the way hockey goes, and every team has to battle through injuries in different situations every season. And I think being pretty close again to winning the league, and within a few wins, I think it just gives you more motivation for the upcoming season.
Now, as a defenseman, Clan had a very good record defensively last season. How much pride do you take in that?
Yeah, I think we take a lot of pride in that. It's always nice to score goals, and fans love teams that can put up a lot of goals on the board, but I think at the same time, there's that old saying, defense wins championships, and everything starts from your own end out, and you're not going to have a very good offense if you can't play fairly sound defensively. And I think Finner tries to instill that in all his players, is to not only be either a defensive or an offensive guy, but you have to be well-rounded. You have to be good at both ends of the ice, and that'll make you a complete player, and that's where the offense will come from eventually. And I think we had Holtze back there, who was an outstanding goalie, and we had a pretty good core group of defensemen, but also I think we have a lot of forwards that are really committed to playing the defensive side of the game, and that's something that is valuable to us, and I think we're going to look to do the same thing next year.
So as you look ahead to the new season, is there anything in particular you're looking forward to about the next campaign? Is there something that you're really looking forward to coming back for?
Well, I think just a fresh season, it's always good, especially when you come off, like I said, not winning anything last season. It's always there's always a little more hunger and a little more drive, I think, coming into the following season. And it's a long summer sometimes, not being at the rink and being with the guys, and you start to miss it each and every day longer you get into summer, and it's just nice to get back to the rink and back to playing hockey when training camp comes. And I think this year I'm really looking forward to chasing those trophies, like I said. And we're starting with a fresh, clean slate, and so everyone starts right at 0 points. And I think the way the team's shaping up so far with who we've signed and the way Finner and Gareth have been talking, it's going to be really exciting and really promising, and it should be an exciting summer as we start to see who else signs and re-signs and whatnot.
So we've got a couple of months to go before you and your family presumably all return to Glasgow. So what will you be doing between now and then? How are you going to fill those 7 months?
Well, I've been busy with little Max, but I think Jamie and I have our hands full for the most part with him, but it's been great so far. And other than that, we're just going to be hanging in London, Ontario, and I'll probably start skating and training a little bit harder as the summer progresses, and hopefully enjoy some warm weather as well.
And of course, your dad Jeff enjoys his visits to Glasgow as well. I take it he was delighted that you're coming back as well.
Yeah, he's a self-proclaimed lucky charm, I guess, and I think he got a little Twitter fame last season because of it, and people were offering him houses and places to stay for the rest of the season. I think he's only seen one overtime loss in 3 seasons, so I think he's seen about 16 games total, so that's a pretty good record. But he's really excited that I'm going back, because that means there's a good chance he'll be coming back. So, and I'm sure the fans will be happy about that as well.
Yeah, always good to see Jeff when he's over. Scott, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Thank you, Craig.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.